Tonight, since we are celebrating the third scrutiny for those catechumens who are preparing for baptism at the Easter Vigil, we have this reading of the raising of Lazarus, which is a very, very powerful reading. Actually, it ties in, though, with the homily I had for the other masses as well, where it's actually encouraging us to make sure that we pay attention to what Jesus is actually saying in the Gospels, his actual words. You know, one of the things that can happen to us, you know, we know these stories, we've heard them very often. We go, oh yeah, I know that story, I know what's going to happen. Jesus doesn't get there in time. Lazarus has died. He talks to Mary and Martha. Anyway, then Lazarus is raised from the dead. You kind of this sort of synopsis of what goes on, but we maybe don't pay attention to the particular words, and that's what I'd like to ask us to do tonight. There was a wonderful priest he's gone on to God now, but he had this custom of giving to people, especially to young people. He would give them a little pocket-sized New Testament and a highlighter. And he would say, as you're reading this, of course, especially reading the Gospels, when you come upon something, the actual words of Jesus, get out your highlighter and highlight the words of Jesus. Well, what that does is, of course, kind of slows you down and makes you pay attention to the words of Jesus. And then, of course, ever after that, when you open it up, the words of Jesus really kind of pop out at you. And so I'm gonna sort of take my little highlighter tonight and highlight. Don't worry, this is a long gospel, right? And Jesus said quite a few things in this gospel, but I'd like to look at three of the things that Jesus said. Got your highlighters ready, everyone? When Jesus gets to the tomb, of course, Martha, that woman of action, runs out there to see him, you know, and the first thing she does is kind of scold him, you know, like, if you had been here, this would not have happened, my brother wouldn't have died. But that's the kind of relationship that Martha and Jesus had. They were friends. But finally they get to this point, and Jesus comes right back at Martha. Actually, he says something to her, if you think about it, putting yourself in this situation. They are standing there in front of her brother's tomb, where he has just been buried for 4 days. They're standing there, and Jesus says to her this, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? That's sort of challenging, don't you think? Standing in front of the tomb of her brother, she deeply in grief, and Jesus says, this thing that you believe that God will do for your brother, that's not an idea or a theological concept. It's me. I am the resurrection. And then, do you believe this? Kind of unrelenting on Jesus' part, don't you think? But Martha rises to the challenge. Yes, Lord, she says, without a pause. It's rather amazing. In John's gospel, he has these people give professions of their faith in Jesus as he goes along. They get better and better and better. This is the next to best one, actually. The only better one is the one we're going to get the Sunday after Easter, and we'll wait for that to get there. And that one is from somebody we call Doubting Thomas, but anyhow. But yes, Lord, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Got that highlighted? I am the resurrection. Do you believe this? Do you believe that? The four of you, catechumens, do you believe this? It's very important to believe this. It's the most important thing, actually, to believe. St. Paul says, if we don't believe in the resurrection, might as well just go home. Then, after, you know, Jesus and Martha have had this little give and take about the fact that, you know, he says to roll the stone away from the tomb. Very practical woman. Martha says, it's not going to smell good, Lord. It's been 4 days. Anyway, he says, go ahead, roll back the tomb. And then he says, our deacon proclaimed it very well, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, come out. And so he shows that what he just said, I am the resurrection and the life, is the truth. He raises Lazarus from the dead. And Lazarus comes out. Now I know we usually have a pretty young crowd at this mass, and it looks like that, and so maybe some of you all aren't where, you know, us older folks like me are, but I know as I've gotten older anyhow, the concept of mortality has gotten a little bit more. I know most of you young folks out there, you're going to live forever, right? That's but you're immortal. But I'm starting to know I am going to die. And what is that? You know, this idea of believing in Jesus as the resurrection. I've got a little bit more skin in that game, you know, if you know what I mean? Getting closer and closer. Lazarus, come out. And then finally, after Lazarus has come out, kind of looking like a mummy in a way, he had all the burial cloths on him. And so he says to the people there, untie him and let him go. Put the highlighter on that one. Untie him and let him go. For you catechumens, these things are going to happen at the Easter Vigil. You will be called into new life by Jesus. It's interesting, the baptismal font is called both the tomb and the womb of the church. And so whatever it is, you know, that curse of sin and death, you will be set free. And you will come out of the waters of baptism like Lazarus. Come out, Jesus will say to you. Come out. For the rest of us there, what is Jesus calling you out of that has you enslaved or entombed? And what, like, vestiges of that are still hanging on to you, like Lazarus looking like a mummy? And Jesus will say, untie him and let him go. I was on a retreat one time where we dealt with this particular passage, and I was sent to spend hours thinking about those two lines of Jesus. Lazarus, come out. Untie him and let him go. Jesus has come to save you. To save the world, but to save you. In your particular circumstances. Will you let him challenge you like he challenged Martha? I am the resurrection. Do you believe this? He says to each of us, fill in your name, come out. And then as members of his mystical body, how are we able to help others to untie them and let them go? Or where do we need to have things untied from us so that we can be let go? Our Christian faith is this fundamental. And Jesus came to save. And if Jesus isn't your Savior, if you don't think you need the resurrection, if you don't need to be called back to life, if you don't need to be untied and let go, then this really isn't for you. But I haven't met any people like that, to tell you the truth. And I just encourage you, you know, we live in this world where we're supposed to like make everything really look pretty or whatever, you know, put, you know, these posts on various social media and all these kind of things or whatever, and thumbs ups and smiley face and all these kind of things and all. But Jesus lets us kind of get real. And to deal with the darkness that comes from sin and death. And he saves us. If we will trust him. Do you believe this? Do you believe this?